and appeal to ministers and church officers. Thanksgiving Week and Our Missions. We are rapidly approaching the time set apart by the General Conference Committee as a week of special endeavor in behalf of our mission fields. The plan has been set before our people in the columns of the Review and Herald by the officers of the General Conference in the following words. The General Conference Committee, at its late meeting in April, recommended that Thanksgiving Week, November 22nd, 28, be set apart as a time for a special ingathering of funds for foreign mission work. The season of the year is favorable for such an effort. The crops will be nearly harvested, the full work on the farm mostly done. The national holiday, Thanksgiving, comes November 26th. At this season of the year, Americans naturally turn their thoughts toward deeds of charity, and multitudes are glad to know of some beneficent object upon which they can intelligently bestow their thank offering to the Lord. Nothing can appeal to the majority of our fellow citizens more than to extend help to a mission board that is carrying on a worldwide gospel campaign. Until the present time, Seventh-day Adventists have furnished their own funds for nearly all they have undertaken. Seldom have unbelievers been called upon to assist in our general work. We have been before the world for half a century. During this 50 years, Seventh-day Adventists have built many sanitariums, the benefits of which are largely reaped by the world. We have gratuitously distributed hundreds of millions of pages of gospel literature and sold hundreds of millions more at a great sacrifice of time and money that others might be benefited. During Thanksgiving Week, it was thought advisable to ask our people everywhere to give that week to soliciting funds for foreign mission work. The General Conference Committee has invited the Review and Herald Publishing Association to bring out a special missions number of the Review and Herald, which will contain a report of what Seventh-day Adventists are doing in heathen lands and Catholic countries. It will be a 32-page number, amply illustrated, and filled with such information as will surely interest all who receive it. This paper we recommend to be given to the people, at the same time calling their attention to the lines of work we are doing. A short canvas will be prepared on the contents of the paper, so that all can be well informed as to what to say to their friends and neighbors. The paper is to be given away. Those taking a copy will be urged to read it and study its contents. Each one to whom a copy of the special number is given is to be asked for a donation to our mission funds. Each can give what he likes, but few will care to give less than 25 cents. Some will wish to give much more. The business firms with whom people have traded for many years will often give liberally. The rich, if approached in the right manner, will often donate without stint. This ingathering of funds should be the greatest event in our financial history. It should bring into the treasury of the mission board a large sum of money with which to help our work in foreign fields. A united army of 60,000 Seventh-day Adventists, filled with the Holy Spirit, ought to do much for God in a week's consecrated effort. All our schools could plan for a foreign mission week. All our office employees could gain a rich experience by helping to gather in this fund. This week can mark a new era in our foreign mission work, if we arise, as did the Jews in the days of Mordecai, and seek God with all the heart. If Israel's God goes before us, if the fiery pillar leads the way, there will be great blessings before us. Let us not forget the date, Thanksgiving Week, nor the idea, a large ingathering of funds for foreign missions.